Oh, what's up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome or welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love being able to take a break from politics, and this is one of my favorite segments to do so. It is Tuesday in the 2:30 block, so it is Yes, Chef with Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour in the Bayview neighborhood of Milwaukee. We're taking your questions about recipe problems, challenging recipes, ingredients that always give you a hard time. We took down the big dog with the beef Wellington last segment. You can always find our hot tips when you go to the past episodes of Yes Chef at civicmedia.us. Check out the Maggie Dawn Show page. You'll find all of our past discussions there. We got a question from Ross in Crawford County. He wants to know a little bit about the use of a meat thermometer. He asks, I'm checking the temperature while the meat is still cooking on the grill or in the pan, or should I take it off and let it sit for a minute before I check the temperature? So am I like right in the oven or on the grill, or do I take it off, let it sit for a second, and then test the meat temperature with the meat thermometer? Adam, what's your take?
Yes, I really like this question. There's a couple of things. Nowadays, it's a lot easier where they make these the meat thermometers where it's like digital and it's like a pin almost. It's not really like that thick probe that like we're used to back in the day where you can stick it in there and you can actually leave it in the meat the whole time that it's cooking, whether like the cord goes into the oven door. I've seen those where the magnetic thing goes on the door, the wire goes into the oven, and then it stays in there. But what I say is whatever you're trying to hit, you know, 5 to 7 to 8 degrees, you know, leave that leeway for taking the food out of wherever you're cooking or off the grill or whatever, because the cooking will continue to keep happening and it will continue to kind of roll over in the resting process. And remember, no matter what you're cooking, whether it is, you know, seafood isn't really in this realm, but any kind of meat, where it's chicken, steak, lamb, pork, anything like that, always rest it. I would say a few minutes per pound, or at least, you know, minimum 5 minutes of whatever that you're going to have for protein that you're going to slice. If you're not going to slice it and you think you can plate it up and let the your guests or customers, whatever it is, slice your meat, that's fine. But if it's something that you want to slice for presentation or for portioning,
gotta let it rest. Yeah. Do not. Do not buy beautiful meat and then cut it right away. All the juice will come out.
Or cut it before you cook it.
Yes, that's also, I've done that a few times. Super helpful. Steve giving everybody a tip, texting in from the 608. I love this. He says he doctors up meals all the time, especially partially frozen things that he's putting together, just with a little fresh herbs, maybe a little acid to brighten it up. I love that tip, Steve. I use that myself for a little bit of the semi-homemade. Kurt from Madison is on the line. You've got a question for Chef Kurt. Go ahead.
I don't have a question, but I was wondering if I could share a pumpkin pie modification.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's hear it.
My mom was an awesome cook. She would divide the sugar, 1/3 white sugar, 2/3 dark sugar, get the total volume in that part of it. But the one trick she always put in there, and even my friends, when they have the pumpkin pie, they're really confused, add white pepper in it, which gives it the bite. And depending on how much bite you want out of it, you know, it's easy to regulate between 1/8 teaspoon to 1/4 teaspoon.
I love that. So I have what I'm going to call like my incognito ingredient that I sometimes sneak into stuff and people are like, what is that? But I love this. Kurt from Madison suggesting just maybe a little pinch, maybe a little less than a pinch of white pepper in your pumpkin pie. It'll give it a little bite. I know I don't have a huge sweet tooth, which is why I jam on the savory and the cooking, Adam. But one of my favorite super sleuth ingredients that I stick into a lot of stuff and folks are always wondering what it is like the tiniest little bit of ground clove, because it's got this really sort of like rich, almost like umami flavor to it. Do you have a super secret favorite ingredient that you sometimes go to, Adam, when you're trying to make something a little fresh, little different, little funky?
Yeah, I have two. So they have like a, it's most popular is porcini, but they do dry mushroom powder. So that's really good to marinate or dry rub on steaks or on meat. It's good to put in your pots when you're starting soups or something like that, where it really gets nice and rich. If you're making like a broth or a gravy or something like that, but really good for powdering meats and getting on meats for seasoning. And then my other one is, always when you're cooking proteins, when they come out and you're about to do that resting stage, is hit it with some kind of citrus, lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit, whatever, and brighten that up.
Ooh, I love that, especially with real rich meat. You know, if it's got a lot of fat in it, any of that little acid will help punch it up. Angie from Monroe, you've got a question or comment for Chef and I. Go ahead, Angie.
I do. I'm learning how to cook gluten-free for a client, and everything I seem like to bake seems to be dry. Is there anything, because I use that regular all flour that you can buy that's gluten-free. Is there any way I can make it moister? Everything I seem to bake seems to be dry and crumbly, or is that just the way gluten-free stuff is?
Great question, Angie. I am not a gluten-free person, so I'm going to pass this one to Chef. Got any tips for making the gluten-free baking a little more moist? This is one of those quandaries. It is a baking quandary.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for baking, but when I talk about a extra garnish on top and make them forget that it even is gluten-free. So if you're doing a cake, buy some good sauce.
So Angie, I had a hard time hearing Adam right there. I'm going to text Adam, Angie, and I'm going to put the answer to your question in the show notes for today so that you can get that. Gary, we're not going to have a chance to get to you. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Congressman for the 2nd District of Wisconsin, Mark Pocan. We're going to be talking about what all of this tax talk and wage talk and corruption talk means for Wisconsinites here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.